WebmasterRadio.fm proudly presents the longest-running program on affiliate marketing. Welcome to Affiliate Buzz. Our hosts, James and Arlene Martell, are here to inspire, inform, and motivate you with expert insight, interviews, and information that will increase your bottom line. Advance your affiliate marketing efforts every week on Affiliate Buzz. Now, please welcome James and Arlene.
Yes, this is James Martell, and welcome to edition number 504 of the Affiliate Buzz, where we've been keeping affiliates inspired, informed, and motivated to succeed with affiliate programs since way back in 2003. If you happen to be joining us live here today at Webmaster Radio, it's great to have you with us. If you're joining us through a podcast on our website, a podcast directory such as iTunes, iHeartRadio, TuneIn, or Spreaker, or on our brand new YouTube channel, a very special welcome to you as well. Arlene is away today. However, I am joined by Jose Quiroz, co-founder of Smarter Local Digital or smartlocaldigital.com. And today we're going to talk about how to simplify your video marketing. It's probably not surprising, but video seems to add a lot of value to the internet. And I know as a customer, I enjoy watching videos. And as a consumer of videos, I really enjoy YouTube. And personally, I prefer video over text. And it turns out that I am not alone. I know I was just reading a recent report from HubSpot, a 2018 survey they just completed where they found where there's both video and text available on the same page, 72% of the people would rather use the video to learn more about a product or service rather than the text. So I thought that was a very interesting stat and a good reason for us to chat about video today. They also found that 85% of people say they'd like to see more video from brands, and 95% of people have watched an explainer video, interesting enough, to learn more about a product or service. Now, before Jose joins us, if you haven't done so already, I'd like to invite you to join thousands of other listeners by subscribing to the Affiliate Buzz to receive weekly insight from some of the world's top marketers, influencers, and thought leaders to learn how to custom tailor your own dream lifestyle business. I invite you to take a moment right now and subscribe, and you can do so easily over at jamesmartell.com/subscribe. Now, Jose is an avid proponent of the internet. He believes the internet is enriching the world, as do I, and connection between humanity across all cultures, consistently innovating businesses, and is an outlet for learning anything, as Jose says. With that, he began his career many years ago as an online marketer for numerous companies such as Arbonne International and Shoe Palace. As an industry expert, has expanded his craft to becoming a digital marketer and e-commerce manager for Shoe Palace on top of their official YouTuber. Jose grew up with a family of small business owners and understands how much work is required to maintain. In that, his intention is to show business owners a smarter way to grow and structure their business. Jose, welcome to the Affiliate Buzz.
Thank you, James. This is a little surreal because I've been listening to the Affiliate Buzz for a good year or two now, and that's how I stumbled on you. So actually, more than that, and that's how I stumbled on you. So this is awesome to be now a guest in it.
Well, it's great to have you on board. I know you and I've had a chance to get to know each other over the last year, and I would say a bit as well. And you're, of course, a part of our Smarter Local Marketing program, and you're an agency. You have an agency of your own down in California where you work with local business owners, but you also have a lot of experience on the affiliate marketing side of the equation. So I thought it'd be great to get you on just to talk about video, because I also know there's a place that you also specialize in a lot as well. So why don't you take a minute or two and give us your background? I know you're in California, and just bring the listeners into the conversation as to who you are.
Yeah, no, thank you. So I've been in digital marketing and e-commerce for a little over 8 years now. Started at the corporate level, working with like some of the companies that you mentioned, and then ended up, you know, partnering up with you with the Smarter Local program and launched my own agency. And we've been doing that for almost 2 years now. And So really my expertise comes in digital marketing and e-commerce and all the different facets of it. And one of the main channels with digital marketing is affiliate marketing. And you know, some of the bigger accomplishments that we've had in the past year or so is helping one of our clients, Shoe Palace, actually grow their affiliate marketing program to over, I think they're over $500,000 in sales. Actually, they do about $200,000 to $300,000 a month. And so the first year, I think we reached about a $2 to $3 million program, and that was with partnering up with these top affiliates out in the online space, like the RetailMeNots, the Offers.com, Ebates, etc., and also partnering up with niche affiliates. They're a sneaker company, Jordan, Adidas, Nike, etc., and so we partnered up with these big niche sneaker guys, Sneaker Steel, J23. These affiliates. So really, really getting in that. And video marketing falls into all that as well, because the best way to promote yourself, your affiliate business, is using video content, as you mentioned some of the stats in the beginning. So that's a little bit about me. Now we are running our own agency, as you mentioned, through the Smarter Local program called Smart Local Digital. And yes, we are based out of Northern California, a little inland of the Bay Area. But yeah, that's a little bit about myself.
That's great. Now, you mentioned some pretty substantial brands there, and I guess that's one of the things. And this is we're going to kind of divert for a second off the topic of video. We'll come back to it real quick, but I just want to talk about this for a second because I was on the phone yesterday with somebody who was wondering, is there still money to be made in affiliate marketing? And I had a good conversation with him about it, and it's actually a very good question because it's different than it was in the early days by far. But those affiliates who have really planted themselves and developed a niche, and that's something we talk about all the time. A lot of times affiliates try to pick too broad a niche, and then you can't really do that. You got to drill right down into the niche these days. So just take another minute, if you would, talk about the sneaker niche, because that's of course everybody wears them. And it's got to be a massive market, but a lot of people don't think about that.
Oh man, when I first partnered up with Shoe Palace, so I started as a I think as you mentioned in the bio, I started as a strategist and manager there. When I decided to branch off on my own, we decided to change our relationship, and I still do consulting and strategy for them, but I'm not their employee anymore. But anyways, when I started with them, I was just like how you're talking about. I wasn't too aware of the sneaker culture. I knew there was, obviously expensive sneakers out there. But once I got started getting involved, I started to see that it was a whole subculture. You literally have people lining up 5, 6 in the morning to purchase a $200 to $300 pair of Jordans. They actually have we one of the tactics that we do to grow their social media using this leveraging the sneaker culture is creating these digital raffles where you create a digital raffle online, people submit by following you on social media or providing an email address, and then that raffle is actually for an opportunity to buy the shoe. So you're not entering the raffle to win the shoe. You're entering the raffle for an opportunity to purchase the shoe.
Wow. Wow.
Yeah. So it is heavy. Through the affiliate marketing and through the sneaker world there, I've met with young guys from 19 to 20 to 22 year olds who have 1 million plus subscribers on YouTube, who have 100,000 followers on Instagram. One of them just hit 1 million followers on Instagram, actually, and they're specifically creating content that's all about the sneaker world, sneaker culture, sneaker news, and all that good stuff. So this is a perfect example of the niches, or the riches are in the niches. 100%, it is a niche. It is somewhat competitive, but you're competing within a niche rather than in bigger industries. So there's definitely still money to be made out there.
It's so interesting to see how the younger affiliates, and you mentioned the 19, 20, 21-year-olds, and I guess we could probably call them the young guns, how they just so naturally create content, and how sometimes us older guys, gals, have a little bit more difficult of a time doing that. And it seems like so many of them, they're so comfortable in front of their phones, they're so comfortable creating content that I thought it'd be good to talk about that. And the whole area of videos and the different types of videos and the different types of content that can be created around video, because it is definitely coming on strong. And if more people are preferring to consume video rather than read, it makes sense. And I know last night I was sitting in a little pub and there was half a dozen guys sitting around. Now, it's not a very social thing to do, I will admit, but they're all sitting around looking at their phones, watching videos. And I thought, there you go. Interesting, interesting thing to take note of. So why don't we do this? Let's take a quick break. And when we come back, let's talk about some of the types of videos that can be created. Now, the topic of the show is how to simplify your video marketing. So what we want to do is talk about some simple ways to really use video to drive sales, generate leads, and increase your audience and more. We'll do that and more right after the break.
More affiliate buzz coming up after we hear from our sponsors.
Do you look at the task of ranking your site at the top of the search engines like you would climbing the top of Mount Everest? It doesn't have to be. TopSEOs.com knows how hard that climb can be, and they can make top ranking a reality. Top SEOs send you to only the right search vendors and agencies that they know will work for you. Since 2002, TopSEOs.com has reviewed and researched the best search engine marketing agencies and solutions providers. Don't risk the cost of falling off the proverbial peak of search rankings. Let Top SEOs give you peace of mind. TopSEOs.com, the independent authority on search vendors.
Are you looking for the best in WordPress speed, security, and scalability? WP Engine is a digital experience platform for WordPress, powering digital experiences for large brands around the world. With easy-to-use site management tools and powerful do-it-your-way development features, WP Engine gives you the flexibility to build it your way. Improve your SEO and conversion rates with a faster site on WP Engine. Learn more on WPEngine.com.
Podcasting at the speed of sound. WebmasterRadio.fm, the flamethrower. WebmasterRadio.fm, we're everywhere.
Time now to hear some more affiliate buzz on WebmasterRadio.fm. Here's James and Arlene.
Arlene is away today. However, I'm here with Jose Quiros, co-owner of SmartLocalDigital.com, and we're talking about how to simplify your video marketing. Jose, let's jump into this. I penciled out, I know you and I talked about this a little bit before we got on the show, six types of video that you can create. Some of them very easily. Some of them you don't even need to be on camera yourself. And I do know some people are a little bit shy, as I mentioned before the break, about getting in front of their camera. They're not quite as comfortable. But let's kick it off with what those guys are doing in the sneaker niche. What exactly are they doing to create video?
Sure. So I think one perspective for the affiliates out there to keep in mind is that video marketing, don't make it so complicated. Video marketing really just means preferring and prioritizing video over text or pictures, right? So whenever you're going to post on your social media channels or on your blog, think about the topic I'm going to talk about or post about, how can I represent it in a video rather than text and pictures? Obviously, you can use a combination of them, but again, just keeping that in mind. So a lot of these young guns, as we mentioned them before, that they're using a different variety of video content, right? So in their blogs, their physical blogs, they're creating a little bit more highly produced video. It could be them in front of the camera unboxing a shoe, showing it off, talking about the specs of it, the design elements of it, etc. And then on their social media channels to draw traffic to the blog post, they can be creating stories on Instagram or Snapchat or Facebook where they are actually just promoting the video. They can do it two ways. I've seen them take clips of that full video and then just repurpose it in the story, or they do kind of a selfie video in the story and just talk to their fan base. Hey guys, how's it going? We just released a brand new blog post talking about, you know, the Jordan 1 design elements. Go check out the blog. You know, link is in the bio. Go check out the new video. So, and they're, you know, they're blasting that everywhere. And then what another thing that they do is they repurpose that same video they created for the blog post, put it up on these bigger video platforms like YouTube, like their Facebook business page, and even then taking clips of it too and putting it on Instagram. Or another thing that I've seen done is they take pictures either behind the scenes or a screenshot from the actual video and then post that on Instagram again to promote the video, right? So that talks about this was behind the scenes of a video we just created and now it's live. So they pretty much take one piece of content and then they repurpose it everywhere. And so the type of videos that they do are the unboxings, then giving their opinion about the certain sneakers here released. They do some sneaker news, what's coming up, any speculations, et cetera. So they just kind of hit it from all different angles.
So do you find that they are using a tool like Facebook Live, or are they capturing the video maybe in their phone and then producing it and then uploading it?
So I've actually noticed that specifically we're talking in the sneaker niche and these young guns, they're not leveraging Facebook as much because their demographic of 18, you know, actually it goes to teenagers, like from 15 to about 22. That demographic is not so much on Facebook. And so they actually do more Instagram and YouTube. And so on YouTube, some of them do live videos on YouTube, but typically what they do is if they're at an event or it's some kind of more special show, right? I know a couple of them do podcasts, so they'll do a live video while they're doing a podcast. So they're actually interacting with live viewers as they're recording a podcast. And also on Instagram stories, you can do Instagram live. And a lot of them use live as well. But that's more for the marketing of the produced video. So all of them really do leverage like production value, right? Creating different style shots, editing, composing music, all that good stuff, putting imagery together. And then once they have that done, then they use these other, you know, methods of video marketing to promote that. So they use a little bit of both.
I know you happen to use live or Facebook Live to promote and do, I don't know if I'd call them a presentation. It's more of a, I don't know. Explain what you do with Facebook Live with your business, because it's definitely where things are going.
Yeah, no, for sure. And people, you know, if people get interested about this, you can check us out on Facebook. That's Smart Local Digital on Facebook, and you'll see them. So really what I consider them are Facebook Live trainings. And the reason why I coined them as trainings is because it's usually about 15 to 30 minute talking head of me talking about a specific channel of online marketing, a specific strategy. And as people come in live, I encourage them to ask questions. And so one of the ways that I position the audience to know the topic is I'll create a Facebook event that says what the topic is. And in the description, I'll talk about three main points that I'm going to talk about. And then as I promote it and I put a description when I go live, I put context on what it is that I'm talking about. That way, if I'm talking about website optimization or I'm talking about social media marketing, I put those bullet points there. And then so when they start to tune in, they know, okay, I'm going to ask questions regarding this specific topic. And the reason why I use Facebook Live is because that's where my demographic is for my agency business. I do a lot of Instagram Live as well for some more creative work that I do that's a little bit more fun, that has a different demographic. But Facebook Live, I definitely use for that demographic of business owners, et cetera.
I know as well, you put together yourself a very nice looking simple set that where you know, like a little television studio set. Explain how you put that together. And I'm starting to see a lot more of those online as well, where people are, they're dressing up the room, their background, they're really doing some work with lighting. Just maybe spend a good minute or two on that, because I think that's important. We want to make sure things look good.
Yeah, very, very important. I think it's really important for branding. And I actually got influenced buy that from the sneaker affiliates and a lot of these YouTubers out there who just do kind of daily vlogs or weekly vlogs where they rant and they express their opinion and other people, you know, chime in. And so, yeah, I actually, it's funny because if people come into the home office, they'll see that most of the wall is actually pretty blank except for this little corner because that's where the video captures, right? I don't need to decorate the whole room. But all I did was I grabbed some posters. I grabbed some other stuff that I like, some knickknacks. I mean, it actually gave me a good excuse to go shop for some cool stuff. and then I just, you know, gave it a little design eye, balanced it out, and put it all together and made myself a little corner. And again, the reason why for that is really for branding. One of my kind of branding as I go out there market traditionally and online is a sports coat and a graphic t-shirt, usually a comic book t-shirt or just some kind of cool t-shirt. And so a lot of the stuff that's behind me in the background represents that. It represents some kind of pop culture, and so again, it just brings that holistic brand, and it does keep the attention of the viewer. They look at a cool background instead of that plain white, and it keeps them a little engaged. It almost adds a little production value to it.
I know another thing that holds people back is this idea of editing, and it can seem like it's just this monstrous amount of work. But in this day and age, of course, with Upwork, we can easily find a video editor. But it's also not that difficult to edit these videos yourself, is it?
No, it's really not. You could edit on an iPhone or on a tablet. Just keep in mind, you know, you're not creating a Hollywood film here. So you can do some nice, easy transitions, some quick fades, nothing major. So, yeah, don't be intimidated by that.
I know we're coming up against a quick break. Share your number one pet peeve when it comes to video.
Oh, man, my number one pet peeve has to be audio. It has to be bad audio because there's so it's really easy to just go on YouTube and look for how to get good audio when recording through your phone or through a DSLR camera. So you have there's a lot of information out there. So bad audio is really, really, you know, unforgivable, and it will prevent people from staying tuned and really keeping their attention, because if it's bad audio, that might turn them off.
Great tip. Mine, before we get into the break, I have one big pet peeve, and it's intros that are too long. So, you know, here comes their logo and it's like 3 seconds, 4, 10, 15. Come on, get to the video. I don't mind a good little intro, but to me, it's like, keep it into a few seconds, please.
Yeah. And it's funny you say that, because a lot of these young guns will use clickbait, right? So they'll have a title, especially in the sneaker world, they'll have a title that's very enticing, like I can't believe I bought $1 million sneaker, right? And so people are like, what do you mean they bought $1 million sneaker? And it's a 20-minute video of them just showing you their day or something super random, and it has nothing to do really with that title. But at that point, it's more of an entertainment value rather than information. So I think if you're doing an informational video, cut it short, get to the meat and potatoes of things. But these guys are using that, those headlines, to get attention and just entertain the masses, I guess.
clever. Now, yep. I'm here with Jose Quiros, co-owner of smartlocaldigital.com. And after a quick break, we'll talk about 1, 2, maybe 3, if we got time, other types of videos that you can create very, very simply. We'll do that right after the break.
More affiliate buzz after we hear from our sponsors.
Looking for a better way to get more traffic and interaction to your Facebook page? Imagine Facebook interactivity on your page like you've never seen. Introducing your new Facebook marketing fix, Zo Social, the new and revolutionary way to easily manage and automate your Facebook contests and sweepstakes. Create a fun, easy-to-win contest by writing a simple Facebook post. Watch your post go more viral and generate loads of interaction. Track your traffic and generate email lists with ease. Zo Social is mobile-friendly and complies with Facebook terms of service. Let Zo Social give your Facebook page some flash today. Zoom over to zosocial.com.
All of your favorite WebmasterRadio.fm programs on air and on demand 24/7. Find our shows on iHeartRadio, iTunes, Stitcher, and anywhere you download your podcasts.
Add some podcasts to your playlist as part of a better profit margin. More refreshing talk radio on air and on demand 24/7. Only on webmasterradio.fm. We're everywhere.
Time now to hear some more affiliate buzz on webmasterradio.fm. Here's James and Arlene.
Arlene is away today. However, I'm here with Jose Curos, co-founder of smartlocaldigital.com, and we're talking about how to simplify your video marketing. Now, Jose, let's talk about a couple other real simple ways, maybe three. Number one, I'll just kind of rattle them off first. Testimonials is one. Another one is what I call quick and dirty video, where you literally just take the video and upload it. You don't do anything with it other than that. And then, of course, there's the good old how-to videos, which I know are extremely popular in a lot of niches. So why don't you talk, if you could, a little bit about just taking some video and upload the thing.
Yeah, and that's and that goes back to the point that I made, where when people hear video marketing, they tend to overthink it, when really it just means prioritize video over anything else. And so, yeah, don't worry about not having it may be highly produced or look like a Steven Spielberg flick. Just capture that and upload it. For example, you mentioned how-to videos or testimonials. Testimonials are great, even doing it live, right? Instagram Live or Facebook Live. Get next to one of your clients or someone or one of your business partners who wants to give you a testimonial, and just go live and just talk about how happy they are with your service or how happy you are with the product, etc. And you can literally just, people will tune in live, you can engage with them, and then once you're done, Facebook or Instagram will give you the opportunity to go ahead and post it after the fact. YouTube does the same thing. And there you go. You just created a video, and it'll live on forever and keep generating views. So don't let the fear of having to have a highly produced video stop you. Actually, now the landscape has changed, and highly produced videos aren't as effective as they used to be. Now, these quick and dirty videos are actually doing more effectively, especially when we talk about social media. For YouTube, you still probably want a little bit of editing, but when it comes with Facebook, Instagram, you know, down and dirty videos are perfect, and people want to see some reality, right? They want some realism. And so, again, don't be intimidated by it. Just, you know, use common sense. If you can't see it because it's too dark, turn on the light. If it's too bright, move to the shade. You know, a little common sense, things like that. But don't worry about making it look cinematic.
Yeah, it's like, as you say, this isn't a Hollywood blockbuster production. It's a simple little marketing video. I do know a good buddy of mine. I help him with his marketing locally, and he owns a whale watching company up in British Columbia here. Mm-hmm. And he's got his phone. Everybody's got a phone in their pocket these days with a high definition video camera, which, if you think about it, is amazing. But when he's out on the boat and they come across the whales and they see whales every day, he's sure to get a few minutes worth of video, maybe three or four different 1 minute video type things. And he just uploads them directly raw into his YouTube account. And these videos will get 2,000, 3,000 views in a matter of days. So mm-hmm. we don't really need to, like you said, we don't need to really get too carried away with the production. Testimonials is another one. I've got a friend of mine who's a chiropractor down in St. Louis, and he's got his office set up in such a way that when he's got a happy patient, he asked him if you'd mind leaving me a little video testimonial. And I'll actually put a link to his channel in the show notes, because he's done a beautiful job. He's probably got, I haven't counted them, but there's got to be over 100 of these beautiful little 60-second, 90-second testimonial videos from real-life people. And you can't beat that. And you know the other thing he does, and you've seen this, is he gets these little, and I've done this on my own channel, he gets these little thumbnail images created for the videos. And the young guns do this a lot, where they basically put a little thumbnail together so you can actually read a little promotional piece for the video. What's your thoughts on that?
That is, yes, A plus. Go with that. Because what it does, think of it, if we are actually comparing it to movies, think of it as the movie poster, right? The movie poster has to be cool to entice you to watch that movie. Same thing with the thumbnail. That's true for YouTube. You can put some big text on there and give people a little bit of a rundown of what they're expecting to watch in the video. You can keep in mind that sex sells. There's some people who take a little snapshot of, you know, a beautiful gal or something like that, and then they put it in there. That will drive some traffic. And on Instagram, when you're going to post videos, there's an option for you to select the cover. Unlike YouTube, where you can actually upload your own image that you created, unlike that, on Instagram you kind of have to pick a frame from the video, but you can either make a specific frame when you're editing, or just whenever you're downloading, just make sure you're searching that up. And here's a little ninja trick for you guys out there, specifically for Facebook Live. I'll show an example and some things you can do with it. So we actually did a video recently that went viral, and by viral, it has, I think, over 100,000 views, got shared by 300-something people, engaged by 200-something people, and it was a quick video. It was actually for a nonprofit. A family lost their home due to a fire. We shot a quick Facebook Live video. It took about 15 minutes. Where we had the Family Resource Center representative there with the family talking about what happened. They told their story a little bit and then obviously asked for some kind of help from the community. Did a quick live video. We actually downloaded the video to the phone because you can save it to your phone before you post it after the fact that it goes live. And then you publish it, you post it, you make it go live, and then now you actually have the video on your device as well. And so from your device, you can upload it to YouTube, you can upload it to Instagram, Facebook natively as well. And so that's keeping in mind the down and dirty effective videos. Go ahead and do them live and then save them after the fact and then repurpose them there. And so literally you just, you know, knocked out two birds with one stone. You got a live video and you got a saved video that you can then chop up and repurpose places.
That's terrific. Now I can see we're coming up against the clock here. We got about a minute left. If you could take the next 60 seconds and share your contact information where people can learn more about your services and anything else that you'd like to share.
Awesome. Sure. Thank you for the opportunity. So you guys can check us out at smartlocaldigital.com. That's our agency website. You can get a hold of us through there too, you know, contact forms, etc. Our number one channel for promotion is Facebook. So you can find us on Facebook. That's Smart Local Digital when you search Facebook. We also have a Facebook group that we tend to go live in and engage with. So, you know, more than welcome to join us in the group as well. And then you could actually find me on Instagram as well. With my username is at jquiros. That's JAYQUIROZ, and there you'll see some of those young gun tactics that I do, because I'm in a fine balance of a little older than the young guns, but also not quite seasoned enough yet, and so I use a little bit of the hybrid tactics. And so yeah, you can find us there. We actually do have a PDF that we are offering for free. That is a video toolkit, gives you equipment and tactics on how to shoot effective video with your phone. So just reach out to us at smartlocaldigital.com through the contact form and we'll shoot it on over to you.
There you go. That's great. Jose, thank you so much for joining me. We've got to get you on. I'd love to get you on in the near future. Talk about Instagram. That's something we haven't talked about on The Buzz, and I think I'm dating myself now, and we're going to have to definitely do that. I don't even know if I can spell it.
you actually did misspell it once. I saw it.
That's awesome. So I can see we are out of time. Do keep in mind we take all the show notes for you, including links to everything we discussed here today, including links to everything that Jose mentioned. And you can find them for this particular episode at jamesmartell.com/AB504. Do keep in mind as well that if you haven't done so already, and you haven't subscribed to our YouTube channel, our new YouTube channel, please do check it out. You can find it easily at jamesmartell.com/YouTube, where you'll find just about all of our podcasts, and they're currently being uploaded there as well. Another good use for YouTube. And you can also subscribe to The Buzz by sending a blank email to affiliate_buzz@aweber.com. Jose, thank you again. And to our listeners, thanks for listening to another edition of the Affiliate Buzz.
Yeah.
The opinions expressed on this program are those of the guests and hosts and do not necessarily reflect those of WebmasterRadio.fm's management or sponsors. Any rebroadcast or redistribution without authorized consent of WebmasterRadio.fm is prohibited.